Sometimes the best things come in small packages. What did
dynamite comes in small packages?
That's right. That's like one of the first things you ever said to me.
Yep.
Ashley Kolka Lee creates small scale cut paper collages that are intricately detailed, and they explore the landscapes and communities of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Her work will be featured at the Lyric Center for the Arts in Virginia this month. The opening reception is tonight, I think from 5 to 7 o'clock. Ashley Kolka Lee joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Hi.
Good morning.
Hey, Ashley. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Let's talk about collages and your small-scale collages. When did you happen upon this passion in your life?
Well, the first time I did it was actually in middle school art class in South Carolina. I had a teacher that had us do cut magazine paper collages, and I've been doing them off and on ever since. I would say I started more in earnest around 2014, doing the type of work that is reflected in what I'm doing now in the exhibit at the Lyric.
And what's the secret behind them being so small, 3x5, 8x10? Is that a common thing or just your style?
I think there's something that appeals to me about working small. I think in the beginning, my life was busy, and that was kind of, it fit in the scale of my life to do small works. And then it kind of became a challenge to see kind of how small, how detailed can I go.
So
it's just stuck with me.
So we're looking at your website, ashleykolka.com, and of course there's so many amazing things. How do you decide what you want to do? Because they're buildings, they're landscapes. Is it something you'll walk by and say, oh my gosh, I got to do this? And then the process, I would assume, is you got to look for all this stuff in magazines. And is it a long process to complete something like this from start to finish?
Yeah, so in terms of how I choose subjects, it's kind of a combination of physical exploration and I would say Google Street View exploration around the region. And I look for a sort of formal structure that appeals to me in a building, whether it's dilapidated or new. It will have some kind of formal quality to it that I think will translate well to the piece. And then once I decide, what piece I want to create, what the level of detail and the textures help me decide whether to go super tiny or a little bit bigger. And then I just have a massive quantity of old magazines, and I'll just flip through them until I find the right trees, the right textures to evoke what I want to create.
So do you subscribe to 100 magazines, or do you bring a razor blade to the library and steal pictures of magazines?
We do subscribe to a couple magazines at the house. One that I use a lot and that I give a good shout out to is the Minnesota Conservation Volunteer.
Mm-hmm.
But old magazines are an abundant resource, and people now just give me many of them, so I take donations from lots of folks.
So, Ashley, I'm looking at the one of Blackberry, Minnesota, and it's of the, what's that called there? The old...
It's like the farm show grounds area?
Yeah, yeah. Now, tell us why you did what you did. It's kind of the top of the houses, but then a weather vane and the sky.
Yeah, so I was kind of exploring the area, and I liked how, if I kind of just focused on the roof lines of the buildings, it had a sort of abstracted quality. I like it when a place that kind of exists in real life evokes an abstracted look. So that's what drew me to do kind of that roof line appearance. And that weather vane is, or that windmill weather vane is there, And that was actually kind of a pain in the butt because I had to search through many magazines until I found one at the correct scale to cut and paste in there.
I love how you create such a depth of field, you know? It's just, it's when you look at your website from a distance, like, they're just photographs. They're amazing.
Thank you.
I need to know, how on earth do you not see the glue or whatever it is you use? Tell me the secret, or maybe you don't want to say the secret.
Well, the glue is, it largely dries clear. So I just use plain Mod Podge, and I do try to not have it squeeze out the edges.
Yeah.
And then when I'm finished, the parts that are made of the magazine paper, I'll do a little top coat to make the surface kind of smooth, and that smooths out any dots or fingerprints of glue that I've hit the surface with when I've made the piece.
What are some of the toughest things to do?
The things that are really challenging are brickwork. Because it's hard to find the right texture or color and the scale to sort of capture the specific look of a specific brick building. So that's a challenging subject. Anything that has a lot of elaborate kind of elaborate features like within brickwork. I'm trying to think of the top of a historic brick building will have oftentimes a patterning to the top of it, and that's kind of hard to evoke sometimes.
In like even the abstract ones, like making a quilt, you're in a sense making like two quilts. You're using art and then you're putting a quilt together. That's got to be pretty hard too.
Yeah, I like doing those quilt pieces because it stretches my brain in a totally different way, because I have to sort of come up with the design or the pattern before I even start. It's kind of all laid out for me, and then it's just a matter of cutting the strips and just following the course that I've already laid out for myself. And the pieces that are more the landscape style pieces, they are more of an ongoing process as I make it.
We're talking with collage artist Ashley Kolka Lee. Her work is on exhibit at the Lyric Center for the Arts in Virginia this month. We'll tell you more about the reception that is tonight. So how do you choose the images that will be part of this exhibit?
Well, for this show, I tried to select subjects that are locally and regionally relevant to the area around Virginia and basically the up north in Iron Range region. And any piece that I made that I thought, fit that concept and was of a quality to put in the show, I put in the show.
So Ashley, try and describe to us what your workspace looks like.
Oh my gosh, I'm sitting in it right now. I have several bookcases that are just filled with magazines. It is our guest bedroom in our house. And to be perfectly honest, there's lots of just piles of paper.
I bet.
kind of all over the place. And I just work at a simple kind of small desk, and there's lots of kind of slivers of what after I cut what's left behind that kind of sprinkle around.
Sure, thin slices of paper.
Pardon me?
Oh, I can just see thin slices of slivered paper that you've cut things out.
Yeah, it kind of drives my husband crazy because then you track them out into the rest of the house and find them in our bed or any place.
But it's not, you don't need 17 tubes of paint. You probably have some X-Acto knives and scissors and glue, and that's about it, huh?
Yeah, I don't actually use an X-Acto knife at all. I only use scissors. And I do use a little bit of acrylic paint, sometimes to articulate the background. So I have a little bit of paint, a lot of magazines, and a few pairs of scissors.
Are they good pairs of scissors? Yeah. What's the best scissors to use in your work?
I haven't explored too much, but I'm very partial to the couple pairs of classic Fiskars scissors,
yeah,
that I have.
Nice. And do you lose them?
I lose scissors.
Yeah, I seem to lose scissors all the time. Like if I'm using them, that somehow they're under. And I can imagine if you've got magazines, they'd be under things.
Yes, that does happen sometimes. I'm like, where the heck did they go? And it's usually under a pile of magazines someplace.
Well, we're excited for you to show your work at the Lyric Center for the Arts in Virginia. It's through this month of September, and the opening exhibit, you can meet Ashley Kolkali. It is tonight from 5 to 7:30. Congratulations. Have a good time at your reception tonight, Ashley. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. It was fun.
Bye-bye.
Area Voices, made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the Citizens of Minnesota.
Were you ever in an art class? I never was, where you did collage.
Yeah, I think we did. I think we did at summer camp, too.
Okay.
It is very fun. It would appeal to you of just like the paging through magazines and thinking of what's in there in a different way, like mm-hmm. for the visuals.
And colors, you know, yeah. Thinking of colors.
Yeah, she's got some really cool things, and she was talking about that this exhibit will show a lot of the region. She's got a whole bunch from Virginia, including the Olcott Greenhouse, the Finnish Apostolic Church, F&D Meats.
Right.
Taconite Ridge. It's a really cool one, looking out with the windmills mm-hmm. on that taconite color. It's pretty cool stuff she'll have on display. If you need more information, it's at the Lyric Center for the Arts tonight in Virginia. You can call us at 800-662-5799.